how these lessons were prepared. In preparing these lessons, there appeared to me to be an almost urgency of purpose to call both a nationalistic and individual repentance to people. What should have been a 4-year project was turned into a 4-month project. It came from the necessity of the condition of the church and of this world. I felt like a prophetic call was given to me, like John the Baptist or Elijah of old, to prepare for the great and glorious day of the Lord, Acts 2:19-21. I know I was writing, and I am not a writer, things that were beyond me, and I myself did not understand until I put my hand on the pen and began to write. Especially at the beginning of this project, I was waiting heavily on the Lord's directive for purpose and direction of where this might lead. So I feel that each lesson is kind of built on the other. I also intermingled the lessons to contain experiences from my own Christian life and walk. I could only express what had happened to me. Otherwise, my life's journey would have never been told or known. I realize that some will take this work with a grain of salt, but others will take seriously the warnings that I believe God was prompting within me. Time will tell in the scheme of this world's condition. I want to thank my wife for allowing me the hours of time spent in the scriptures. A special thanks to my son for carrying this torch with me. His audio reading of the lessons was amazing. Remember, my call is not your call, nor yours mine, and we all see as in a mirror dimly, 1 Corinthians 13:9-12, but one day face to face with Jesus, 1 John 3:1-2, 1 Corinthians 13:12, Don Crowe.